player. Sybil's not. Sybil's not here.
Are we having trouble out of her again?
Sybil is not.
She is not here. What the hell? Wake up, Jackie, man. Well, you know Jackie ain't up.
Nah.
It's tough getting Sybil up. You know how the fine is, man. They don't get up, man.
Sybil.
Sybil.
She is not here.
She's missing rehearsals?
Yeah.
I'm singing all her parts.
Yeah.
She's messing up the group, man. We got shows in San Antonio. We're on the road next week, man. Where's she at? Come on, Annie Mae.
We got to do something, man. It's getting out of hand now.
Finding her, obviously finding her is not working. When we find her, it don't work.
No, we.
I pay it. No problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is that, $25? No problem.
Yeah. She has too much money. I'm paying her too much. And now she wants to, you know, comes in when she wants to come in.
Look at her mic, empty.
Yeah.
Nobody there to sing her part.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's not a bit anymore.
No, it's not. It's for real. This y'all thought it was a bit, huh?
Mm-hmm. Unparalleled, uncompromised, unsung. The Sybil Wilkes story.
The David Ruffin of the group.
Yes. You're looking right at it. Don't laugh. It's right there.
It's right there, peoples. Okay, I'm ignorant. Tom's a jinx. And what we got with Sybil? All right, okay. Everybody's
I'm
got
not
their
a jinx.
Part. Player the Orioles.
And this.
Player.
You know I jumped last week.
Who did you tell?
I said it on the air. I said I jumped.
When'd you jump?
I jumped last week. I said it to everyone. I said, Kansas City, I'm on your bandwagon. And then Kansas City got all upset. Now look at them. They're 3-0. Kansas City, I told you I only stuck with the Orioles because I went to Baltimore.
I just
want
to say this to the people. See what I deal with? See what I just want to talk to the people out there. America, see what I'm dealing with?
Like that camera shot on Bernie Mac.
Yeah, on Bernie Mac.
America.
America. America, see what I'm dealing with?
I got a demon that won't come to work.
I got a demon that won't come to work. I got a jinx man over here just jinxing everybody. America, help me out, America.
Wait a minute.
What, she's coming in?
Yeah.
Hey, Sybil.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning
to
you.
How are you?
We're fine.
Why are you late?
Why are you, what's going on with you?
Well.
We've been here an hour and a half.
I just got off the plane from Kansas City.
Good one, Sim.
Trying to help the Kansas City Royals avoid a jinx. And it seemed to have worked. Despite the best intentions of Mr. Jordan.
So you know that I'm on the Kansas City Royals.
I know, and that's why I was there. I was there with all kinds of potions and roots and things.
And prayer cloths. And
you know.
Oh, she was out helping you.
Jay, won't he do it?
Won't he do it? God did that thing. God did that thing.
He did that thing. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
So I just got off the plane because, you know, Kansas City.
In Kansas City.
Because you know how strong the jinx is?
Man.
It's real.
Do they know?
It is real, ladies and gentlemen. I am here to tell you.
See what I'm going through, man?
What you are going through.
That would be Bernie J.
Bernie J here, man. Well, I'm glad the band is together.
And next week, we're back on the road.
Next week, we're on the road. Yes. Augusta. Atlanta.
Macon.
Atlanta.
Uh-huh. Montgomery, Alabama. The Gump.
Huntown, baby.
Yeah.
And then we end up at
and then the
Magic
Ham,
City
Birmingham.
Classic.
Is it Dirty South Tour?
This is what it is.
This is it.
Dirty South.
Starting Monday.
Are you ready?
We got happy hours. We got meet and greets. We got free lunches. And
get ready, America. I'll be there, man.
You can't speak for the rest.
I can't speak for these other two.
Okay. All right, it is Dr. Day and Get Well Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And to start off, Dr. Day, there's a new Ebola patient.
A second one. Hospital worker.
In Dallas.
Has been revealed after testing, not identified, but has been revealed as having contacted the Ebola that took the life of Thomas Eric Duncan.
And this is breaking news.
Was he in contact with the guy that died?
Yeah, this was the second. This was the second hospital worker that took care of Thomas Eric Duncan.
Took care of him.
They say that possibly 70 workers have been exposed. 70 hospital staffers that cared for Ebola patient the Ebola patient Thomas Duncan. 70.
And the person yesterday interviewed the latest patient to quickly identify any contacts or potential exposures. And they say that started feeling having a fever yesterday and immediately put in isolation. Mm. And this is a statement that came out overnight, as you said. And this is just days after.
And how did this worker?
Well, that's what we'll find out
as
the day goes on.
The nurses' union is really upset.
What they're going to do is blame probably the hospital worker.
The hospital or the hospital worker?
No, both. But because they'll blame the hospital worker for not following protocol, and they'll blame the hospital for not taking the hospital workers through the process in order to avoid.
Yeah, that's
exposure.
What the nurses' union has said. It said no one across the country. According to the nurses' union,
is prepared for this.
They say, you know what? When they talk about teaching people how to handle these cases and the patients, it might be something as simple as putting up a piece of paper that says, "Beware of the Ebola virus and its spread."
Mm-hmm.
That is what some hospitals at this point are saying are their only. Exposure, if you'll pardon the expression, to how to combat this.
And the Vietnamese nurse?
Nancy Pham is...
How's she doing?
Is better. They say that she is in a good condition, and she has the benefit of having had early treatment for this. And this is what will probably happen to this hospital worker because they were so proactive about it, which makes me even angrier about Dr. Nancy Snyderman
when she went out to get food
NBC
and stuff like
News.
That, yeah.
And her and the person that went with her, the person that drove, the person that stayed in the car, and Snyderman herself.
Did they go inside or they went to the drive-thru?
No, one person did go inside to pick up the food. That just makes me so angry. And
what
she,
was the food? What did she have to have?
You mean, where did they go? They didn't say.
I mean, they
but
may
her
have.
Being a doctor, you would think she
it.
Would know. That's
what's
the thing.
Really so. She said, "I've been, you know, taking my fever, my temperature, and I don't have a fever, and I don't have, you know, I'm good." And but that is just such arrogance and such disregard mm-hmm. for public safety. And you're a doctor.
Yeah.
She should be fired. I really believe that.
Oh, I believe that too. Yeah.
That is just wrong. And her cameraman is the one, you know, that did come down with it.
Right.
And he's being treated, obviously, but that's just mm-hmm. all kinds of wrong.
Here's an article that we have up on blackamericaweb.com. It is Dr. Day. Three ways to really protect yourself from Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, wash your hands frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, consume immune-strengthening foods, herbs, and nutrients.
Like what?
Good question.
What did it say? They just said that in?
No, they got it. They got a lot of this stuff I can't even pronounce. Adaptogenic uh-huh. herbs like reishi, Siberian ginseng. Go to Black America Web.
And what else? What's the
liver supporting herbs?
Because that is so important.
It affects your liver.
Affects your liver.
Well, if you're
vitamin
system.
C. Vitamin D, zinc, ditch certain foods. Number three, and behaviors that suppress the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar.
Which is what
especially
we're
refined
about
sugar. And that's hard to do.
Once yeah, because it's in everything.
It's in everything. Refined sugar is in everything that tastes good.
And
if it doesn't taste good, it doesn't have it doesn't have refined sugar.
And you also have to be very careful about what is refined sugar, because the way they identify it.
Oh yeah.
In the products itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Alcohol, dairy, corn, soy, wheat, hydrogenated foods, excess animal protein, flour intake. It's all on blackamericaweb.com.
It's everywhere.
It's on blackamericaweb.
Just stop eating, hon. Just don't eat nothing.
don't eat nothing.
Man, really. Really, because
and have a good life.
If it's not sugar, it's GMOs. And GMOs
genetically modified.
And between genetically modified organisms, GMOs, and sugar, we're in bad shape as a people, as a universe. Because it's everywhere. And this is Get Well Wednesday.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Enjoy yourself.